Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
Niles Gens with us due to the miracle of modern electronic communication. Mr. Gens, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am going to make it, as you know. It's pretty tough to stop somebody who's always in a good mood, you know?
It sure is. That's good.
Absolutely. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services, their phone number at 320-258-3688, online at gensfinancial.com. When you go there, you will see that workshop schedule, and you guys are going to be jumping as early as tonight, Niles.
Yeah, we have two workshops tonight, actually. One in Upstate Cloud at the Holiday Inn, and the other one in Otsego. So very, both of them are going to be well attended. The next events coming up will be in March, March 12th back at the Holiday Inn, and March 14th at the Old Brick House in downtown St. Cloud. We've never been there before for a seminar workshop before, so that's going to be a new experience for us.
I'll tell you what, Kat and I had some dinner there not too long ago. The food is very, very good.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And, yeah.
Nothing wrong with the County Moon, of course, but we just wanted a different flavor Kool-Aid for once.
There you go.
So we're going to have it there, and I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Absolutely. Niles, I was talking earlier this morning, and by the way, folks, if you would like to get yourself signed up for one of those workshops, which you should do, 320-258-3688. You can also email that reply, can't you, Niles, if you want to get signed up?
You can just go on our website, actually, Gens Financial. There's a click on the events tab, and you see, fill out your information below to RSVP. You choose the date, put your name, your email, your telephone, and then staff will reach out to you the next day or so, say, hey, Bob, we got your reservation, confirming if you're bringing a guest or not, but they will confirm it. So if you don't get a confirmation, which would be very, very rare, but if you don't, just call in at 320-258-3688. Again, I don't know why you wouldn't get a confirmation, but
right.
Things happen.
So. All right, Niles, going into the news at the top of the hour, I found this stat actually across last night. I was watching the news for some odd reason. Americans' total credit card balance right now, $1.129 trillion. Now, that's the fourth quarter of this past year. This comes to us from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which is up from a year ago when it was $1.079 trillion. The Fed started keeping track of this stuff back in 1999. Back in 1999, it was $478 billion. And that seems like a lot of money, but when you get into the trillions, that's a whole different set of zeros, isn't it?
Yeah, I often wonder when Helene and I are out and about, all the restaurants are full, the stores are full, which is a good thing, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But how much of that is being thrown on plastic, and how much is being carried month to month to basically make the minimum payments. So if you got credit cards, it'll show you, if you just make the payment that they request, just the minimum, how many decades it'll take to pay it off.
Yeah.
Not years, decades.
Exactly.
So that'd be a good exercise for those of you out there who have been blessed with kids, or just do it for yourself. Do a amortization schedule showing if you put stuff on plastic and at the interest rates now of 20% plus on a lot of them, how long a debt will take you to pay off. It might discourage you, hopefully discourages you, from putting things on plastic.
All right, sir. It is a perfect lead into today's topic, one of today's topics. Four tips to get your financial wellness in shape. Getting rid of debt has to be right up there.
It's up there, yeah. So again, we're just talking, like Bob had mentioned, you don't have to achieve financial peace of mind all at once. It's a process. So again, just like if you want to get in better shape physically, you got to learn how to eat better, exercise more. You just can't go to bed one night 50 pounds overweight, wake up the next morning as a professional athlete. So you got to think of your finances along those things too. So I often get the question thrown at us at the office: how financially well am I? So people will come into the office after workshops or off the radio show or referred to us. A lot of people get referred to us. And they'll say, Niles, how are we doing? And I'll give you a little heads up out there. If I don't think you're doing well, I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm not going to say, well, Bob, you should be okay. I'm going to tell you, no, you need to do this, you need to do this, and you need to do this to achieve your retirement goals. So like you mentioned, Bob, debt is one of the, is the big killer out there.
No doubt.
Yeah, just get rid of that debt. So also you want to take achieving your financial wellness one day at a time. Working on what your day looks like as far as what your income is going to be, what your expenses are going to be. But tracking your spending is huge. And we talk about this on the last 11 years, literally hundreds of times probably. So nowadays with online banking, you can go back and look at your expenditures, and a lot of banks offer a free software that you can plug in what that expense was for. So you can go back and see what your average costs were per month, let's say in a restaurant, or what my average cost was at the gas station, okay, that type of thing.
Yep.
And what I spent to entertainment, you know, what I did for donations. So you can track all that stuff, and you can kind of come up with a spending budget to see what your habits are and start working on a daily basis. You know, what can I do on a daily basis to make my finances look better?
Niles, when people do that, when they take that first step, they must be, like, I remember when I did that, and it, first of all, it felt really good, but it was also like a 2x4 upside the head. Bob, you should have done this a long time ago, and now it has become really an easy kind of thing to do.
Yeah, you know, for example, and again, I, you know, try to support all the local businesses. But, you know, I often think actually one of our fast food restaurants was on the news this morning. I don't know if you caught the news, how their prices are going up substantially.
Sure.
So some of these fast food restaurants are almost as much expensive as a sit-down diner.
Yeah.
So do you really need that double bacon cheeseburger for lunch every day? Financially, you probably don't need it. Maybe physically, you don't need it either.
True.
But look at where... Every once in a while, Helene and I will treat ourselves to a fast food restaurant.
Right.
You know, a drive-through, if you would. Usually returning after a granddaughter or grandson's sporting event where we're getting home. We don't feel like cooking, you know, that type of thing. But it's not hard to spend for two people $25-$30 at a drive-through.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking the milkshake afterwards and, you know, none of that stuff. I'm talking just a meal and a drink, if you would.
Sure.
So if you could, like a lesson I did with one of our sons when they got married here, I think it's 4 years ago, come this August is their anniversary. So I sat down with them a couple months before that and kind of did a rough budget because they had a tendency being newly engaged to go out to dinner 3-4 times a week. So I did the exercise for, remember, this is 4 or 5 years ago when things are a little cheaper than they are nowadays.
Right.
And how much money they were spending in restaurants. And you could see just the light bulb going off in both their heads, like, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of money. So, again, I'm not saying stop going out to eat because obviously we need to support our local businesses. But use some common sense out there, too. So, again, look at your debt. Look what you're spending every day. And if you could just whittle it down by 5, 10, 15% per month, what you're spending, that adds up big time down the road. Set financial goals. All of us out there, I would say almost all of us out there, need to replace our vehicles on occasion. I don't like car payments, but I know they're kind of a necessary evil, let's put it that way. So if you have an opportunity to pay a vehicle off and maybe drive it for another year or two or three, but still bank that money that you were making in payments. So let's say your payment was $400 a month.
Yep.
And you did have a car payment, but you still socked away that $400 a month. Well, in 1 year's time, you'd have $4,800. 2 years' time, you'd have, $9,600.
Yep.
And I'm not going to use my calculator past that, Bob.
You know what? You and I had this very same conversation when I paid off my Jeep. Make sure that you take that Jeep payment and put it away. You'll never notice that you don't have that money because you've been using it all this time.
Yep. So Helene and I started doing that, let's say, 20-some-odd years ago.
Right.
Socked away a certain amount of money per month because we know cars get replaced. And it was great to be able to go to the dealership and say, well, we're going to, you know, make the deal and say, are you going to finance it? Nope. I got my checkbook in my pocket.
Yeah.
And you sometimes have a little more buying power, if you would, when you're writing a check out to them.
Yeah. Cash discount is what that's called, my friends. By the way, Niles, I wanted to throw this out at you. Minnesota ranked number 26 in the United States. The average credit card debt last quarter, $6,765 for every Minnesotan, and that's a lot of money.
So that husband and wife, we times two?
Yeah.
That's what, $13,000 and change?
That's a lot of money, yeah.
Take 20% interest, that's $2,600 a year. This couple hundred bucks a month, just interest.
Sure.
Thanks for that highlight, Bob.
Well, you know, it really highlights the fact that we've got to start listening and get control of things. We can't just keep going to the well because pretty soon it's going to dry up.
Take it one day at a time. Number two, set financial goals. And number three, protect yourself against risk. There's lots of risk out there. There's risk walking out the front door, you know, slipping on the sidewalk type stuff. There's risk when you jump in your car and drive to the office or drive to wherever you're going to. So that kind of risk we're aware of. You know, we carry car insurance. Some people have raised their deductibles up from $500 to $1,000. We did that a couple years ago. But the company we're with gives you $100 per year off your deductible for every year you don't turn a collision claim.
Nice.
Well, we haven't turned a collision claim in for I couldn't tell you when.
Yeah,
I've never wrecked a car myself. For Helene, it's been a better part of 15, 20 years probably.
Sure.
So after a while, you know, this program just started a couple years ago. So our $1,000 deductible is now down to $700-$800. Mm-hmm. But as we get deeper into the contract, the policy would, you know, eventually goes away the deductible. Now, I'm sure if you have a claim, the deductible goes back on after they pay that claim.
Right.
But again, protect yourself against risk. Have good property and casualty insurance on your house and on your vehicles. You know, have adequate life insurance. For you younger people out there listening, say, please get a cheaper phone and use that money that you're spending on that expensive phone and buy life insurance.
Especially if you are a homeowner, for gosh sakes, your spouse and the kids, what are they going to do? Go live in a one-bedroom apartment in the basement somewhere. That's not good.
Or move back in with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Worse yet.
Yeah.
So, again, look at some life insurance. It's always huge. And also connect with a financial professional.
Right.
Sit down and get opinion from somebody who's been there and done that, okay? So the advantage that I have after doing this for 44 years come August, I've seen a lot of different ups and downs of the market, lowered interest rates, higher interest rates, that type of stuff. So I would look for a financial planner who's been around the block a little bit.
You know what else makes perfect sense to me after hearing that insurance story that you told? My gosh, we should be shopping for automobile insurance.
You should. You should shop it every couple, 3 years. So I work with a rep who shops it for me. Not every year because it's just too much labor intensive to do that. But every 2 years I sit down with him and say, okay, what can we do? So like 2 years ago, she had mentioned, hey, you know, we can get you this special deductible, raise your deductible from $500 to $1,000 on all your vehicles, and then do that $100 credit per year.
Sure.
Oh, I said, that makes sense. I said, why even bother me asking? Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, that just makes sense. So sit down with your property and casualty. We were able to combine our homeowners and our vehicles all into one master policy, if you would, and save quite a bit of money. It was that 10-12% range, which, mm-hmm. you know, that adds up after a while.
especially if you are disciplined and start saving that money. Niles Gens is with us. Gens Financial Services, their phone number 258-3688, online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Niles?
So again, another thing that we talk about at the office on occasion is life expectancy. So I sit down with the people, say, in their early 60s that are anticipating retiring in the near future. I'll start asking about their families, life, how old your mom was, how old your dad was when they passed, or maybe hopefully they're still alive yet. But start looking at how long they think they're going to live. So a lot of people will do it. Well, they go, the life expectancy for a male is 74 years old. So I'm 63 now, for an example. So they say, well, I only got 11 years to go. I said, no, you're totally figuring that out wrong. That number of 74 years is for a baby boy born today. That means you got to get through all the infant mortality, the teenage rough years, the 20s. You got to get up there in age first. So once you hit the higher ages, say mid-60s, your life expectancy actually jumps for males from 74 up to 82. So again, you got it. It's a mistake to sit there and think I'm 65 now. Life expectancy is 74. I only got 9 years left to go according to averages. And I can go ahead and be a little more careless of my finance because I only got so far to go. What happens if you get to be 74 and you're still in good shape and you plan that wrong and you're out of money?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you spent it too fast, okay? So you got to figure out life expectancy. So you have to plan on a longevity. And I get in this conversation quite often at the office. Well, now I'm only going to make 75 because my grandpa died at 70. Well, when did your grandpa die? Well, 50 years ago. What? You know, yeah. Health, things have changed in the last 50 years. So expect a long life expectancy, especially for husband and wife. You can anticipate one of the two of you at least hitting early to mid-90s. Mm-hmm. Now, if you doubt that, you know, I can't do it, but if you could come to the office and I could show you the number of clients that we have that are 90 years of age and older, you'd be very surprised. You know, I have an opportunity to visit with these people. Now, some of them, they can't come in the office anymore. You got to go to their house, right. which is just fine. Okay. Right. But again, you'd be surprised how many people we have that have been clients 25, 30, 35 years that are now up in their 90s or late 80s. So again, life expectancy is huge.
Hey, Niles, what is the most what's the most important thing for those clients of yours that are in their 90s? Is it the fact that they have all this money, or is it the fact that they have no debt?
I would say debt is first, because they don't have the pressure, the anxiety, if you would, of paying debt or paying off debt. Our most successful, our happiest clients, I should say, are not necessarily the ones with the biggest portfolios, although I assume they're happy.
Yeah, that's got to help.
But the ones that are the happiest, though, that are the most calm, are the people that have no debt or very, very little debt, have a source of income coming in, which we'll talk about next, every month, so they know, well, this is February 7th when we're doing this show. I know what income's coming in February. I know it's going to come in March. I know it's going to come in April. I know what expenses are going out those months. So they're very laid back and comfortable knowing life's good. If I have an emergency come up, you know, the furnace doesn't work, or the air conditioner doesn't work, I have a medical emergency not always covered by insurance, you know, I can sit back and say, I got it. I got those things covered.
You know, Niles, we have talked about having buckets in the past, you know, to take care of this emergency or that emergency. Is it important to have those things delineated? In other words, your emergency fund for the furnace, an emergency fund for an automobile, or is it okay if we just leave it in savings?
I like readily available money.
Okay.
So savings, you could call it, at the bank. Banks nowadays have money market type savings accounts that are CD type rates.
Right.
You know, that are north of 4, 4.5, maybe even 5% interest. Depends on your local bank or credit union. So I like to keep 6 months to maybe even closer to a year's worth of living expenses in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So if something happened, I could just go right down. Our bank happens to be two blocks from the Buffalo office.
Right.
I could go down there and say, hey, I need X amount of dollars out or transfer this to my checking. Or nowadays, you just do it online. You can
right.
take it from savings ready to your checking account.
Right.
So when you have an opportunity, might be go on a trip. You have an opportunity to spend some time with family out of state, and it's going to cost some money. You have the funds to pay for that, and you're not dipping into your retirement account. I've had people, not as much as in the past, but I've had people in the office that have dipped into their 401ks or other retirement plans so much over the years, there's nothing there for retirement.
Right, right.
They spend it.
And I know one of those things that you've talked about staying away from is helping your kids, right? Because college or whatever those expenses happen to be, all of a sudden you take care of your kids, and then you can't take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer of not signing student loans for kids because if the kids don't make the payment, you know, sometimes stuff, Bob, rolls downhill.
Yes, it does.
But this rolls uphill, okay? So if you co-sign a car loan or, God forbid, you co-sign their mortgage for them, with all good intent that they plan on paying you over the years or paying you back. And I've seen that work where clients borrow money to their kids and they get paid back in a timely fashion. That probably happens more times than not. But I wouldn't be co-signing any loans, especially student loans. Instead of your grandchild or child taking 4 years to finish college, maybe it takes them 5 years.
Yeah.
Because they had to work part-time. Or maybe they went to a trade school. Where they come out after 2 or 3 years and make some pretty good money nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would not be co-signing any loans with anybody outside of a husband and wife or a single person.
Pretty important stuff there. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services on the phone with us this morning. Their phone number is 320-258-3688. Life expectancy. Uncertainty about how long we could live, and a whole lot more. Stay with us. We'll be back after the news. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, 320-258-3688, the number for Gens Financial Services, online at gensfinancial.com. Niles Gens is with Gens Financial Services. Their telephone number, 320-258-3688. Of course, you can go online and find them at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. And Niles, the workshop dates are there, and you've got a couple tonight.
We got one at the Holiday Inn here in town tonight, booked full. And another one at Dom.Segal that Roger Niles Jr. are doing, that is also booked full. Actually, both of them have waiting lists. They couldn't hold any more people. So this has been the norm as of late. We do book up. So the next two events in March in the St. Cloud area are at March 12th at the Holiday Inn and March 14th at the Old Brick House downtown St. Cloud.
All right, gotcha.
So good opportunity. If you can't attend, let us know, and we get to set up a time for you. When you come to the one at the Holiday Inn or the Old Brick House, we haven't figured out which one yet. There's going to be a video crew there.
Okay.
So we hired a local St. Cloud company that's going to come in and put all the lights up and the cameras and all that good stuff. And I suppose Bob will have to powder my nose.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The makeup crew will do a wonderful job.
They better bring galley, Bob. But we're going to videotape the presentation and then have it available on our website. And we're also going to piece part of it out, you know, say of the, when we talk about Social Security. So that'll be, if I just want to listen to the Social Security topic,
right,
you can click on that and it'll be a 2-3 minute presentation thereabouts on just Social Security.
Very good.
So again, look forward to, again, we do always try to do local. It's a local St. Cloud company. And once we get all the ducks in a row, I'll let you know what company that is in the near future.
Sounds good, sir.
So we always talk about on these shows, the last 11 years we've been doing this, we talk about debt, we talk about investments, we talk about getting your ducks in a row. But one of the biggest things in retirement or pre-retirement to get ready for retirement is to create an identity. What are you going to be doing? What are you going to look like in retirement?
Yeah.
You know, because you could retire in your early to mid-60s, there about in your 60s somewhere, or in your 50s. What are you going to do the next 20, 25, 30 years?
Yeah.
You know, you got to find a mission in life. That mission could be, well, I have a good friend of mine that retired. He's down in Lincoln, Nebraska. He goes over to Africa 3-4 times a year for a few weeks at a time.
Okay.
And he works with his church, and they drill water wells.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So they make water, because water is the one number one necessity in life is clean water.
Yes, sir.
And these countries over there where he's going have never experienced clean water. That's why their health is so bad. So that's what Mike does. He goes over to Africa. He's been to Haiti. That's all great. You know, fantastic. But there are things that you can do around here too. You know, find a project, volunteer for the Minnesota Park System, volunteer for the VA administration, volunteer for Quiet Oaks Hospice. Find something that you can look forward to do every day. You wake up, yep, this is what I'm going to do today.
Right.
Are you looking at the calendar? Well, I'm going to do this today, and I'm going to do this tomorrow. And you do want some kickback time, too, where you're not going to be doing anything.
Yeah.
But you need to create what the last 20, 25, 30 years of your life is going to look like. What are you going to do? Now, Bob, on a personal note, I struggle with that personally.
Oh, I do, too.
You know, what am I going to do? Because I've had 44 years come this August of getting in the office by 7, putting in a very, very full day, and getting home at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
That's been the routine all these years. Now, as of the last year or so, and more so in the future, staff makes it that I'm not out so late, you know, anymore.
Sure.
Usually a couple, 3 days a week, that's normal. But they make sure that my Friday schedule is limited, if anything at all. The staff takes care of it. They also are trying to make it that I get out early on a Thursday.
Okay.
You know, that type of thing.
Sure.
And they always make it possible in my schedule that I have a granddaughter or grandson sporting event or a choir concert or band concert, that they allow my schedule allows that I get there in time.
Sure.
So you want to focus on what your life is going to be like. Now we can all kid and say, well, I'm going to go golfing every day. Sure.
You know, tell me this, Niles. After this, like if you have a couple of days off in a row, maybe 3, 4, 5 days in a row, and you're at home, right? After about, what, noon the second day, aren't you kind of starting to climb the walls a little bit?
Well, actually, the person who's climbing the walls is my wife.
Well, that too. Yeah, I understand.
She goes, could you go out? Well, we live on the country, so we have a pole barn. So she said, well, why don't you go to your kennel, which means go to my pole.
And she means that lovingly, of course.
Yeah, she does. And yeah. My daughter at the office, she'll say, why don't you go to your dish, which means go back to your office.
Gotcha.
So you got to laugh once in a while.
Oh, for sure. Course. For sure.
But again, I'm all in all seriousness. I've seen it over the years where a client is retired and I give them a heads up. Bob, you got to find something to do.
Yep.
Oh, Niles, I got plenty to do. But I got some of them as short as 6 months down the road. I run into them or they come in the office and go, God, Niles, you were right.
Yeah.
And of course, Bob, I always tell them, why don't you say that louder so everybody can hear you.
Sure.
But in all seriousness, you got to find something that's going to keep you energized for your last days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously we don't know what our last days is. Bob, today could be our last day for both of us.
Right.
If it is, it is.
Yeah.
We need to find something that is going to be our mission statement. And it wouldn't even hurt to write it down. And then you can sit down with your family, your loved ones, and say, hey, here's what I want to do. And hopefully they agree with it. And maybe we can add a few things in for you. But my wife and I have been blessed, with, like a lot of people have been, with a fairly large family.
Sure.
So there's always something to do with the grandkids. Now we have 9 of them, of course. So there's always something to do there. But also have a good circle of friends, have a church that you go to. There's always stuff to do at church.
Yep.
But my main reason to bring this up again is to find an identity in retirement. That who are you going to be the last 15 to 30 years of your life? What kind of person are you going to be? So you also want to craft a story on what it's going to look like. And you want the opportunity when you're not here anymore that your family could sit back and say, hey, mom and or dad, they did a lot of stuff in retirement.
Right.
It was sure nice to have them around, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I sound like I got a preacher's collar on, Bob, which I don't. But you need to find something that you can focus on and do because it's going to last potentially almost as long as the number of years that you worked.
You know, stop to think about how your, I guess, outlook on life has changed from the time you started in this business 40 plus years ago to where you are today, what you want to do with your free time, what's more important to you now. You didn't even have some of these thoughts years ago.
Well, no, years ago when Holly and I first got into this business, Natalie showed up shortly thereafter, our oldest.
Yeah.
And you were more focused on changing diapers and feeding them and, you know, taking care of them. And then the 3 boys showed up. That, you know, that if you're more focused on little feet like our son Nick, him and his wife just had a baby here a couple 3 weeks ago.
Sure.
So their life is focused around their 2-year-old and the baby. But eventually, you know, the kids get older, they grow up, and Bob, they hate to burst your bubble, but they do move out eventually.
Yes, they do.
And well, hopefully they do.
Yeah.
But again, you need to find something. You need to find a mission. So we have clients of ours that have volunteered at the VA in St. Cloud and enjoy it immensely.
Right.
You know, they go down there. They maybe do nothing else but push a wheelchair from appointment to appointment. I had the opportunity a few years ago to go to the VA nursing home part and visit with 3 gentlemen who were in World War II.
Yeah.
And they were in their 90s at that time.
You bet.
And the reason why I was there is that one of them was in Normandy. He wasn't there on D-Day. He was there a couple, 3 days later. But he was blinded almost right away by some shrapnel.
Sure.
So my wife and I were in Normandy a few years prior to that. So I was there to tell him what it looked like. He didn't get to see it.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
So the opportunity to sit with these 3 gentlemen. And I'm sure they've all, you know, passed away since that opportunity to see them.
Yeah.
But so find something. Maybe go to, like, think of Helene's aunt that passed away a couple years ago. She was 101 pre-COVID going to the elementary school in Lakefield and reading to the first graders.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool. You know.
And then the COVID hit and everybody got locked up.
So. Yep. This is so important because what Niles is talking about really is your mental health, right? Because when you're done, it can be a little tough to make that adjustment. And in fact, if you don't have that kind of a plan, you might find yourself in some dire straits. So it's one of those things, you know, you got to get out there, got to have that plan. Also, Niles, it's important to stay active, isn't it?
Physically, mentally active is huge.
Right.
And I can't stress that enough. And to have your finances in order is huge because it helps on your mental state. So, again, we do get some people that come in the office that they're coming in the office mid to late 50s and really haven't done much as far as retirement planning.
Right.
It's never too late. You know, take baby steps. You know, if you haven't saved much money for retirement, start whacking down some of the debt, getting rid of debt, that type of stuff. But again, start something to get something going. And SSA.gov, don't forget about going on there, too.
Absolutely. Niles, appreciate your time as always. The phone number for Gens Financial Services, 320-258-3688. Online at gensfinancial.com. Niles, take care of yourself. We'll see you in studio next week.
I'll be there next week. You take care.
Very good. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Good morning. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.